You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Today is Saturday. I'm your host, Fun Strong James. I'm your host every day, right? You like that though, right? You do like that I'm the host, right? Okay, good. Perfect. Just want to make sure y'all not trying to vote a sister out from being the host, okay? No, I'm just kidding. So y'all, this morning, the title for today's episode is Surrender to the Orchestration. So recently in my neighborhood, and when I say recently, I mean right now, like yesterday, today, they have been repaving all the streets in my neighborhood. And when I say all, I do mean every single street has been torn up to be replaced with new pavement. And it's been kind of cool to watch how quickly it's done too. Now, I live in Mississippi and I live outside of the metro city in a different county. And the very thing that is rapid in my neck of the woods seems to take forever to be done in the city limits. But I digress. So as I've watched these dump trucks, which I'm telling you, they've just been going up and down the street, up and down the street. Like before my street even got tackled, my street was the thoroughfare to all the other streets, to all the other enclaves. So I live like on a main street, I guess. Yeah, my street is kind of like a main street that takes you through the entire segment of my neighborhood. But anyway, so as I've watched these dump trucks, which y'all know if you listened to the podcast yesterday, that the Holy Spirit used the dump trucks to illustrate dumping everything at his feet, right? So he used this whole repavement in my neighborhood to speak a word to me this morning. Yes, he did. So my kids and I, we've been watching this whole thing take place, right? Because y'all know we still pretty much quarantine. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we still quarantine, y'all. You can go places, you can go to Target and Walmart and stuff like that, but you know, there's no summer camps going on, so we are still very much so quarantined in the house. So we have been watching all of the equipment that they are using, first to tear the road up, and then they have this big machine that sucks it up like a vacuum cleaner. It sucks up the pavement and then it shoots it out, which is really cool to watch, by the way. It shoots it into a dump truck. And then a duster kind of machine, like looks like a tractor, but it's got like a duster, like a you know how you be dusting. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like a little thing. Like you see at the car wash where it be dusting and spinning in circles. It's like a duster machine comes behind it and dusts up the finer pieces. Now what's interesting is how the dump trucks are lined up and at the ready to haul away the broken up pavement. See, once they start the project, everybody is in place to play their part. They have all accepted their role and surrendered to the project as a whole. So the Holy Spirit used that whole thing that I've been watching, and he gave me three words this morning: orchestration, smooth path, and obedience. Let me tell you what he said. The Holy Spirit said, follow my path. I've already smoothed it out for you. I have orchestrated it all just for your benefit and so that you will know that I am Lord and give me the glory. When you give me permission to do my will on earth as it is in heaven, I make the path smooth for you on earth. I won't ever put you on a rough road. But when you find yourself there, when you find yourself on a rough road, just know that I'm with you. I'm with you even on the rough road that you probably put yourself on. But I'm with you and I need you to listen for my instructions and my directions. I am giving you instructions for the nearest exit so that you can follow my way, not your way. Stay on the smooth road. It's the road to your destiny. Woo, y'all. Holy Spirit be on fire, okay? Literally. So this Saturday morning, y'all, we need to know and accept that when we surrender to the orchestration of God and obediently move when he says move, we can be assured that we are in alignment with his will for our lives, right? So let's follow the path that the Holy Spirit has already smoothed out for us. Yes, I got scripture to back that up. Yes, I do. Y'all like, wait, you got any scripture to back that up? Yes, I do. I'm so glad you asked. Isaiah 26 and 7 says, "Our Lord, you always do right." Yes, he does. "And you make the path smooth for those who obey you." Now, y'all, did you hear the scripture? Right? You got to look at that scripture and you got to, if you want to stand on it, if you want to stand on this scripture, you got to really look at it now. It says, "Our Lord, you always do right. And you make the path smooth for those who obey you." Now, y'all remember the words I said he gave me this morning was orchestration, smooth path, and obedience. So just like these guys coming to repave the street in front of me, they're coming to make the path smooth, right? They've surrendered to this project in this neighborhood and they've lined up, like everything is lined up. The dump trucks got to be in place. The duster man got to be in place. The people that's working the machine to tear up the road, they have to be in place. And then the people that's coming to bring the new pavement, they have to be in place. It's all orchestrated. And at the end of the project, there's a smooth path. Don't you know that the Lord has orchestrated the path to be smooth for your life? Yeah, he has. He has orchestrated everything, the dump trucks, the duster, the everything, whatever circumstances are going on in your life, and even circumstances that we put ourselves in, the Lord is saying, it's okay, because I'm orchestrating it to be smooth. I'm orchestrating it to work out for your good. I'm orchestrating it so that you will have a smooth path to your destiny. But the key is, you got to surrender and you got to obey. The word of God says he will make the path smooth for those who obey him. So you got to ask yourself, if you are on a rough road and you feel like you can't get off, have you considered that maybe, just maybe, you need to talk to the Lord about it so that you can see what it is that has you being disobedient? And I can pretty much tell you, as a person who has been a disobedient person a lot, okay? I done been disobedient quite a bit. And every time I was disobedient, y'all, and I know you're going to feel me when I say this, I knew I was being disobedient. I knew the right thing to do and still didn't do it. I was doing the wrong thing. And so we know better. But sometimes it takes us a while to start doing better. But just know, when things are rough, God does not want it to be rough for you. He wants to make a smooth path for you. He loves you. He loves you. This morning when I was praying, I was like, "Lord, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you, Lord God, for whatever destruction I made. Thank you, Lord God, for orchestrating a smooth path for me." But the only way that I can be on that smooth path is obedience. I got to surrender to the Lord fully, 100%, not just partial, but 100%. And when you do that, things will start working out a whole lot smoother. It won't be a struggle. The Lord never, ever, ever meant for us to struggle. And some of us are struggling unnecessarily. I don't know who that's for. But some of us are struggling unnecessarily, and it's time to get on the smooth path. I know one thing, my kids are super excited. Once they finish that street, they are so excited to ride their bikes on the smooth path. It's nothing like driving or riding on a smooth surface. And all you got to do is be obedient and just know the path is going to be smooth because God is going to make it smooth for those who obey him. All right. We wrapping up the episode for today, y'all. Yeah, it's like a song is playing in my head. It's no song. You hear no song. Well, actually, you do. I forgot I do add music to this part of the podcast. But right now, I don't hear said music, okay? So I'm just dancing to my own tune. All right, y'all. That's the wrap up for this episode. Let's get to your assignments. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him? And then number two, are you on a rough road right now? Are you? Just be honest. Is the road rough? Does it feel like you hitting potholes and bumps and tearing everything up? If so, if that's your situation, then I want you to look at your life and say, where am I not being obedient? Where have I not surrendered to the Lord? I want you to, that's your assignment, to reflect and write down where you are being disobedient or where you maybe haven't surrendered everything, and I mean everything, to the Lord. All right, write that down, y'all, okay? Make sure y'all do these assignments now. I'm not just giving y'all these assignments for my good. Nah, actually, they be for my good too, for real. Like, seriously, these assignments be helping me, okay? This whole podcast be helping me. I'm like, Lord, if don't nobody else listen, I'm listening. And I need to be obedient so my path can be smooth. All right, y'all, that's all I got for y'all today. Get excited for tomorrow because we're going to be bringing you another conversation, right? Remember the new segment we got on Sundays called Your Conversations with God? Sometimes I change the name. It's like Your Conversations with God, Our Conversations with God. But either way, it's not me and my conversation. It's somebody else that I'm bringing to the podcast. So get excited for the Sunday segment, okay? All right. Y'all will hear from me tomorrow, but you'll hear this podcast, the On Assignment by God podcast, the regular podcast, on Monday, okay? So tune in tomorrow for the Sunday segment, but also tune in on Monday for our regularly scheduled programming. All right, I love y'all. Happy Saturday and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Bye.